If any others had failed her, she would have destroyed them utterly, but the vizier was one of the few members of her court that she found useful. It was that thought that had reminded her of something and had brought her to the halls of pain. There was, thankfully, one thing she could always count on, the stupidity of others. It was rare for her torturers to get 7 new subjects in a day, even more rare that all were exiles. When she had discovered that the incompetent cabal had sent a plague squad into the peninsula without her consent, the queen had almost been grateful. Such a transgression could not be allowed to pass, however. A part of her considered forbidding breeding among her court again. The offspring of the originals were always plotting and scheming. Her own son was no different. A scream of pleading agony reached her ear, and she allowed herself a faint smile. On the other hand, without the exiles, she would not now have 7 new instruments to add to her symphony. The Light Court. Screams echoed through the throne room of the Light Court. Celestial blood fell to the gleaming white floor as the former High Chancellor was tortured. Every member of the court was present by the king's decree. He wanted them all to see the consequence of failure. The king sat on his throne and watched impassively as the torturer plied his trade. Some members of the court looked away, appalled at this reminder that they were not truly immortal. Very few things could destroy an original or exile, but they existed. Others grinned in savage glee at seeing a high-ranking member of the court brought so low. The king made mental notes of each. Nothing escaped his cold, dead eyes. The chancellor had failed to find answers quickly enough for the monarch. Once again, he had come before the court with only suppositions and theories. Without any expression, the king had struck the being down with his magic. A moment later, a portal to an abyssal realm had opened, and a demon lord had stepped through. The powerful being had bowed to the light king and asked in a voice like the scream of a burning soul how he could be of service. Seconds later, the demon lord's claws were digging into the cosmic matter of the chancellor's body and swallowing it whole while the court watched. One idea that the chancellor proposed before all the screaming began was that a squad of vindicators be dispatched. While the king listened to hours of screaming agony, he pondered the idea, and a faint smile came to his face. Other sources of intelligence had brought it to his attention that a plague squad had been dispatched to the River Peninsula by the Dark Court. If nothing else, having one of the Light Court's elite squads battle their Dark Court counterparts should be interesting. Chapter 1, Day 140, Quborn 30, 15,368 EBG. Richter looked up at the opening in the earth 60 feet above him. As his muscles ached, Sion shouted down at him to hold on, and he heard another sprite voice shout in the distance.
Your lord! I must speak to your lord! He has to know!
The Chaos Seed hung there, battered and bruised. A stack of prompts flashed in the corner of his vision, waiting to be read, including one that had the clear, pulsing border of an absorbed memory. None of this interested him at the moment, though. Despite everything that had just happened, despite all of the things that were waiting to be done, and even despite the mystery of what he had to know, there was only one thing on Richter's mind. He sighed heavily in frustration and pain, then shouted up to his people looking down at him.
Would you hurry the fuck up? I am literally hanging off a cliff down here!
All that kept him from falling to his death was one hand clutching the hilt of his short sword. The weapon was jammed into the wall of the pit he hung over. As he had fallen, Richter had managed to desperately plunge the clear green blade into the stone as he fell. To be honest, he hadn't actually expected it to work, but luckily the Fey metal had been up to the task. As he swayed slightly in the air, he swung his other hand up with a pained grunt. His muscles felt like they'd been stretched and seared, and his free hand was shaking slightly as he came down from the battle high. Despite this, he was able to grab a small shelf of stone. Now somewhat more secure, he breathed out slightly in relief. That feeling didn't last. An internal voice told him, no, screamed at him, not to, but Richter just couldn't resist looking down. Both arms extended above his head.